Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will host a public budget meeting tonight, and like last year, each supervisor will be present at a location in their respective district. The meeting will be streamed live online as well as on cable access channel 10 from 6 until 8 p.m. Residents will have a chance to meet directly with each supervisor to ask questions and to offer their suggestions for where and how the county should allocate funding. County CAO Philip Smith Haynes said,
"One of the goals for the community budget meetings is to learn more about what Humboldt County citizens want from their local government and what they want to know from us."
You will still be able to participate and maybe get a question answered even if you can't make it to the meeting location. County staff will also take questions from residents on Twitter.
"We realize that people have to work, watch their kids, or otherwise cannot attend the meetings in person. So by opening this up to Twitter, the public has another way to comment on the budget."
Check the county website for the meeting place for your district. While the supervisors meet with the public at various locations throughout the county tonight, the Planning Commission will be in supervisors' chambers holding a meeting on the county draft marijuana ordinance. The commission meets at 6 o'clock and will discuss issues surrounding the growing of medical marijuana, indoor and outdoor grow regulations, limits on how many plants can be grown, and where they can be grown. Law enforcement officers from local, state, and federal agencies raided the Love In It Cooperative on the northern Mendocino coast on Tuesday and arrested 9 people for cultivation, possession, and sales of marijuana. Deputies from the Mendocino Marijuana Eradication Team, the DEA, and the County Major Crimes Task Force served search warrants at the collective and confiscated more than 800 marijuana plants, $65,000 in cash, and 5 firearms, including one described as an assault weapon. Officers also found packaged marijuana, evidence of drug sales activity, and evidence of hash manufacturing. The 9 people arrested were located at various areas throughout Mendocino County and were booked into county jail. Marijuana legalization has already happened in Washington and Colorado, and many thought that California and Oregon would soon follow suit and decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. But that hasn't happened and won't happen for another few years. Legalization supporters in California have pulled 2 initiatives from the 2014 ballot and are aiming for better voter turnout in the 2016 general election. In Oregon, the state legislature was considering a marijuana legalization measure that will now die in committee after opposition from Republican lawmakers, along with 2 Democrats who are opposed to legalization efforts. The Eureka Police Department's top 10 most wanted list, unveiled less than 2 weeks ago, has already paid dividends, with 6 of the original 10 listed, located, and taken into custody. On Wednesday, the newest most wanted list was released by Eureka Police, with 9 men and 1 woman on the poster. You can view the most wanted poster at the department's website, eurekapd.net. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Wednesday's public forum addressing the safety of the Eureka community gave residents the chance to voice their concerns to a panel of government and law enforcement officials. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell was one of the panelists, and she heard the community's opinions regarding nighttime jail releases and changes law enforcement could make to improve public safety. Fennell described the challenges involved in late-night jail releases.
There have been issues with people being picked up for whatever. They're driven 65 miles. They don't have any way to get back down, so they're roaming around the streets. So the issue is, if you let them out in the middle of the night, there's more of a chance they can create mayhem, and they can also be victims themselves, as has happened.
Fennell went on to say that the community itself could be a part of the solution.
That issue has come up in the past. People talked about being released and not knowing where to go or what to do. And I think that that's maybe where the community can help in all different kinds of ways. People from Hoopa were talking. There was an elderly lady who would drive down into Eureka to pick people up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So it is an issue. It has been an issue.
Fennell added that the meeting was a great opportunity for officials and residents to share their concerns and ideas. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.